Celebration Ministries presents Prophetic Insight and Teaching with Laura Allison. Thanks for listening to this podcast, and we hope you will be blessed. Make sure you subscribe to get new prophetic insights each and every week.
Hello, everybody. Well, lots of interesting things are happening in today's world and in our nations. And I was asleep earlier this week, and I woke up and I heard the words of what is really, literally, we call it a Christmas hymn or something like that. Always been one that I've liked, but you know when you sing these songs over and over and over again, and you just kind of lose the meaning of them because you've sung them so many times. But I want you to hear this, because this is a word to us at this moment in our lives. It's the hymn, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. And as I heard that, I heard the Lord say over and over, comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Because the end of that verse says, good tidings of comfort and joy. And so the Lord wants to speak to us today about comfort and joy. And about glad tidings, because the gospel is glad tidings. It's not bad news. It's not every bad thing that's happening to every person all over the face of the earth. It's always good news, because God is good. And so I heard this first part. It's so profound. God rest ye merry gentlemen. Let me tell you something. He is giving us rest. This is a command. God rest you. God rest you and be merry, be full of joy. Paul said rejoice, and again I say rejoice, right before he, you know, was all these bad things happened to him and he went into prison. Remember, these are the words to the song, remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day. Why? To save us all from Satan's power. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Tidings of comfort and joy. The Lord wants us to be comforted today. The word comfort means to strengthen. It means to ease, to bring ease. We hear what's happening and we're stressed. We hear what's happening and our human self is afraid. But he says, fear not then. This is the second verse. Fear not then, said the angel. Let nothing frighten you. Let nothing frighten you. Fear not. Fear is the opposite of comfort. And so you and I, we need to be at rest in the Lord and full of his comfort. Because it goes on to say, let nothing you affright. This day is born a Savior of pure virgin bright to free all those who trust in him from Satan's power and might. You and I, we're not captive of his Satan, of his power and his might. And he does have a measure of power. But we're not going to be giving him any more power by our faith in him. Our faith is in the one who brings us rest. So I just want to speak to you today. Tidings of comfort. This is a tiding. This is a news to you of comfort and joy. Comfort and joy. Peace be to you. Let yourselves be at rest and at ease, and put your eyes on the one who came to destroy the works of the evil one. Amen. We love you. We're praying for you. We're praying for one another. We need to come together and strengthen one another with tidings of comfort and joy. God bless you guys.
Thank you for listening to Prophetic Insight with Laura Allison. For more teaching from Laura Allison, visit our Celebration Ministries YouTube channel or our website, celebrationministries.com. Donate and partner with us as we continue to train and mentor leaders all over the world. Visit celebrationministries.com/partner today. Join us again next time.